So I'm here with Martin right in Christiania in front of the activist trauma support room, the Green Room. Martin, what's this infrastructure of the movement? What's its purpose?
We're trying to provide a safe space where people can come and recover from the traumas of police violence and relax from the stresses of the organisation around this climate summit in general. However, last night the police raided the site and smashed their way into our spaces. It's very clearly signposted. There's big signs saying emotional support. They smashed one of the windows and then were sort of going to say they were going to tear gas inside a room full of people, peaceful people. So we let them in. Next door, they smashed their way into the door. There was a 7-month-old child there. They were threatening to tear gas in there as well, because they couldn't get the door open, but people were trying to open the door open, but the police were smashing glass all over the place. So we're trying to provide a safe place, and the police are rioting and attacking people in clearly marked safe spaces.
So, you know, so we keep in mind what kind of infrastructure was attacked. Just tell us briefly about what the purpose of the space is and how you work inside of it.
Okay. It's a warm, safe, comfortable space. There's beds, there's clothes to people to change into, there's tea, there's coffee, there's medicines, there's food, those kind of things, you know.
So nothing close to, you know, terrorist base for attacks or whatever. No, so no justification, really?
Absolutely no justification, you know, no possible justification. But they weren't thinking about that. They were in sort of, you know, police riot mode. They're all fired up. They're all together. They've got their tools. They've got their weapons. They've got the law. They've got no worries. They can do whatever they like, and they know it. And you can sense that. You can sense they feel they got the power to do abuse any sort of law, any sort of international conventions. None of it matters.
But in some sense, I mean, this space is sort of a taboo place, a bit like a hospital or whatever. What do you think?
Well, that's what we'd have hoped, yes. That's the atmosphere we're trying to create, that this is, you know, a safe space amongst the sort of chaos of the whole thing. But those subtleties were just ignored last night.